like a hey, can you grab a drink Thursday? And you're like, oh, I really wanted to watch that show. And you could be like, no, how about Tuesday?
Yes, this is like when it's football season and people want to do stuff with me on Sundays.
I don't talk to you when you talk like this. Thank you. I'll see you on the next episode.
Welcome to Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. I'm Maury Fontanez.
And I'm Melissa Grishka.
And today we're going to talk about the power of the word no.
Yes.
Hey, Signal listeners. Many of you know this, but I have written a book called Higher Self, Reclaiming the Power of Your Intuition. It is officially on sale everywhere you buy books on March 11th, but you can support how this book gets out in the world by pre-ordering anywhere that you buy books. We will link in the show notes. Higher Self is a blend of my personal memoir and my coaching method on exactly how you can tap into your intuition and embody your most empowered, dignified self. So definitely take a moment and check it out. It would mean the world to me. Hi, Bean.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi, buddy.
How are you hanging?
I love you. I'm okay.
We're all laughing.
I'm great.
We're all laughing.
We just spent 20 minutes before this guy's just listening to me vent. But it's out. I think it's out.
I don't know. It might not be, but it's coming.
It's coming. It's out for today.
We're moving our bodies.
What's happening with you, cringy delighty? Anything fun?
Yeah, my cringe is kind of gross. Oh. My dog, my little puppy, who's 6 months old, was supposed to be fixed yesterday. I had it on the schedule. She and my other dog were having surgery together. I thought it was genius so they wouldn't bother each other. Mm. And then I was away this weekend and my sister was with my dog and told me my dog got her period. She is menstruating. She's just 6 months. How the hell did that happen so fast?
And wait, she started her period before you got her spayed?
The week I was getting her spayed. And I was getting her fix on the younger end. They told me to wait until 6 months.
I know.
So I waited. And then this happened. And I can't tell you, I am all about all the things female menstruation should be like normalized. I'm tired of it, but I'm going to tell you, my dog like free bleeding all around my house is disgusting. She's in diapers now, but that's not easy either. They fall off. She's walking like a zombie sort of. She can't like move her legs in the diaper. It's just gross. There's like blood on my carpet. It's gross.
Ew.
I know. It's a pain and they bleed for like 10 days.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember when we had a house, me and my ex-husband? Do you remember this townhouse that we had?
Yes.
And I hated it, so I rented it out. Do you recall this at all?
Renting
we rented it out to this woman. Yeah. I hated it, so we moved. We kept it. Anyway, we rented it out to this woman who her freaking like deposit bounced after she moved in. It was awful. She ended up squatting. And we couldn't get her out and in the process in Maryland of getting someone evicted is like long and arduous and they have to not pay rent for 3 months. So like it was horrible and stressful. But the worst part was we had like renovated this townhouse before we rented it out. We went in there after they evicted her. She had been breeding dogs in the house.
No fucking way.
So
wait, how do I not remember this?
Period stain thing you're talking about? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's remarkable.
It was insane.
Ew, I don't remember that. Did you own the apartment?
We owned the townhouse. Yeah. We bought the townhouse. I didn't want to live in that neighborhood. We moved to the Kentlands and we rented out that townhouse.
Now this is sounding really familiar.
Yeah. Anyway, I get it. I'm sorry. That's gross.
It's pretty gross. And like, it's a mess. I have like pads everywhere. It's gross. My cringe. It's really cringy. Sorry.
Well, I have basic shallow cringe and then I have my real cringe. Which one should I do?
Both. Let's start with shallow. Let's go shallow and then deep.
Well, I'll follow your animal theme. I woke up with a spider bite on my cheek. Can you see it?
No, but how do you know it's a spider?
Because we don't have mosquitoes in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
It has the characteristics of a spider bite.
I don't even know what that is.
That means a spider crawled on my face with its 8 legs and bit me while I was sleeping.
It's a little creepy.
Have you heard the myth that we swallow like hundreds of spiders in our lifetime?
I don't think it's a myth. I don't. No, you swallow like tons of bugs in your life. I believe it. Think of how much we're like, blah, 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 blah.
No, while you're sleeping, your mouth's open and the spiders crawl in.
Oh, ew. That's cute. They're like, hi. And then they're like, ah.
That's so cringe.
All right. What's your deeper cringe?
Oh, I got yelled at by a dude yesterday.
I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
There's no way he listens to this podcast. I got yelled at by a dude yesterday who, by the way, works for me.
Yeah, it's bananas.
Because I corrected his mistake and he didn't like it.
Oh, that's a buddy. I'm going to change his little period diaper. Oh, buddy.
No, I really hope he doesn't listen to it. Yeah, anyway, I am like still processing this. This is why we showed up and vented first. But like, man, I have lived a career in like PR and crisis management. I worked in DC with a bunch of like really conservative older men.
Crybabies.
I think that my like capacity for being gaslit into believing that I'm the problem when what's true is that their ego doesn't like a direct female communicator, I'm just fucking done.
Whoa.
Like, you are done with that bullshit. Yeah, it's really unacceptable that we can't use our voice and just be direct and clear without some dudes, not all of them, but some dudes being like, that wasn't okay. Okay, buddy.
You're right. I support you. Speaking of capacity, this is such a great intro into our thing. The other day you said to me, I think it may have been yesterday, post dude yelling at you and you calling to vent, that people think your capacity for things is limitless, and it's not.
Yes.
Because we're all human beings and nobody has unlimited capacity. Nobody, right? Which is why this episode is so important about saying no and taking the power back by saying no. At first, I was concerned that this was too similar to our episode a couple of weeks ago, wants versus shoulds, because it's a lot of similar material. But then I decided it inspired this episode. Rather, it is deeper dive into the should aspect that we talked about and really honoring your wants.
And we really like have a hard time with the word no, especially women, those of us that identify as female.
Yes.
Like, no is really, really, really a hard word for us. So we thought, why don't we just make you comfortable with it? Let's just spread our arms and legs and stretch out into no today.
Yeah. Why is it so hard? Let's break free, man. All right. Well, you touched on one of the things why it's so hard is, especially women, is that we're taught to just say yes and be super agreeable and shut our mouths and just go along. Like, you were supposed to shut your mouth yesterday when you got yelled at. Instead of talking back, you weren't supposed to say no. You were supposed to say yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And I think I talked about a lot for me specifically, and I know this is an issue for a lot of people. There's a lot of guilt with no. A lot of like me, I really have a problem with that. I'm working on it in my 40s, but it was the guilt for me would outweigh my disinterest in doing whatever was asked of me. Like, I would rather just say yes and not have to feel that guilt, because I don't like that level of discomfort inside of me.
Well, the guilt is so societally and like familially indoctrinated into us with like little tiny subconscious statements and movements, you know, like, you don't want the other, you don't want them to think you don't like them. Oh my God, how is that other person going to feel? You know, we're never trained to be like, how do you feel?
Why should the other person feel like you don't like them if you say no to something? Like, why should those two, why should one equal the other?
Right. Why do we take it?
People pleasing. Right. We're just constantly trying to please everybody else. We don't want to say no. We don't want to hurt their egos. We don't want to hurt them. But what does that do to you?
It
builds resentment. There's no space for you to honor what you really want and what you're interested in. And I think saying no is a really great way to protect your own energy, you know, and not be letting a vampire suck everything out of you.
Well, for women, I mean, I know I keep tying things back to the concept of marriage from ages and ages and ages ago, but like, we have been historically a financial burden on our families because women did not get educations for hundreds of years. They did not work. So what did those families need? They needed to like get rid of, to like hand this financial burden over to another family and to another man. So think about how important it is to train women to, you know, not make anyone uncomfortable. Don't be inconvenient. Don't right. be loud. Don't have desires that the right. man doesn't have. Like, you exist so that that other person's life can be comfortable, but it's an economic transaction. I just want to keep reminding right. people.
I sold like, you this for a is bunch where of goats.
Right. No, but even beyond that, like even 1800s, early 1900s, like this is about, you need to go be in this home and be financially cared for. So shut your mouth, because that's the only way you're going to get that care. And we're not that far away from that today. Again. In fact, we're trying, going a little backwards, but like, that's just like, think about like the ancestral, we've talked yes. about like when belief systems get handed down ancestrally, no is like absolutely not safe as a word for women.
And I feel like we're the first like real generation that's really starting to break from that. But we still yeah. have like millions of miles to go. But we're the yeah. first ones that are like, wait a second, we matter. We have feelings. We're okay.
Yeah.
So I think, and that saying no, it really stuck with me in that once versus should episode, if everybody wants to go listen, when you were talking about how honoring your smaller wants more frequently can allow you to then recognize and be comfortable with going after your bigger wants.
Yeah.
Which, so I tied it right back into your favorite thing, intuition. It's like saying no more is allowing you, when you feel a no, when you feel like, oh fuck no, I don't want to go yeah. to that dinner, or like, hell no, I'm not going on that trip and spending my time away with people I don't even like.
Yeah.
When you say it, you're like honoring your own intuition and you're hearing yeah. it. And then as the more you say it, the louder I assume it would get as you yeah. start to honor that.
It's so true. Because when you feel the no, but you say yes instead, yes. you're training your mind not to right. trust the intuitive feeling.
Right. And why are we doing that? We're all doing it constantly. I wonder how much men are doing that.
Less.
Definitely less, but I'm curious like to what extent, because I know women do it constantly, but I'm still curious to what extent. I mean, they have to have it to some level. Even talking to my husband, sometimes he'll do something he doesn't want to do. And I wonder how often that's happening.
Well, I think we're seeing in our government with like what's happening with Republican House and Senate leaders, that men, I mean, women too, conservative, are not saying no. There's no, no, there's yeah. just yes, yes, yes. Out of fear, out of
it's scary.
I want to be no, no, no. Fear of what's going to happen with their constituents when Trump shows up and says, don't vote for this person in the midterm elections. So I think that fear of no is about like, I will lose power
yeah.
if I don't play along.
Yeah. Which I think applies to everyday life also, especially like in a workplace. How do you actually, great question. Great question for you. How do you do that effectively in a workplace? Like if your boss is like, I need you to do this and your job depends on it. I guess there yeah, are times where you have to go against it sometimes.
I think I tell people the most important thing to do at work is have boundaries while being accountable and solutions focused. So right. your no has to have like a, this is why, and this is what we can do instead, or this is why, and this is maybe who we can bring in to help, or this is why I don't have the capacity, but we need to find budget to hire someone to help me. You know, I think as long as you're proposing a solution, it's perfectly okay to have a boundary. You can't just keep saying yes, because then you become like the mule that things get piled onto over and over again.
And then you burn out. And eventually yeah. so many yeses lead to a complete and utter no, because you're completely burnt out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that the scarcity mindset that you have to stay, like that desperation of, well, if I say no, I'll lose this job. Right. It's just, it's your fear creating an illusion that that's the only job on the planet. Yeah. It's not true. You know, do you really want to be existing in a place the majority of your time where you have to keep ignoring your boundaries?
Yeah.
I don't think so. So like, do you then believe, is there a limiting belief that tells you this is the only job? So I have to endure.
I feel like saying no feels like it's makes you feel like you're contracted. That's why people are scared of it, but it's actually like expansive, right? It's like allowing yourself space. Whoa, look at
I love that, because I tell people in session all the time, no is the most abundant word.
I think we might name this episode that.
No is the most abundant word.
It really is. There's so much in it, and it allows you so much care for yourself. But
yeah,
I'm not saying like just constantly be slinging no's and like, fuck you. No way. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. There's like ways to be polite and kind.
Yeah.
You can, I looked up some. I couldn't think of any. I appreciate it, but I can't commit to that, which is not, and that's, this is like probably for not a close friend. It's making you uncomfortable. What if it's like someone's asking you to volunteer at the school? You're like, oh, I so appreciate it. I just can't commit to that right now. Like, that's a nice, polite, easy, like, I don't have the time. I don't have the capacity for that at the moment. You don't have to explain yourself.
That's what I've been saying a lot of. I don't have capacity for that right now.
I don't have the bandwidth. I can't. Yeah. I don't have the bandwidth right now. Like you could even say I would love to, because maybe that is true, but I don't have it in me at the moment. I don't have the hours in the day to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then one of the ones I read, which I really am against, but people can take what they want, is the silent no is just not responding. That's one of my pet peeves in life.
Rude is
like, at least have the courtesy and the respect of yourself to be able to say, it's okay that I'm saying no. Like, don't go, I'm not into ghosting or ignoring.
It's so diminishing of the other person's like dignity and value. I really do not appreciate that.
I do have one friend who does it, and I have to be like, sometimes I'll text her and be like, should I take your silence as like a no? Or like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to dig around and try to, I'm not a detective. Just tell me no. I don't want that. I don't like, I'd rather you just say no than me being like, well, I don't know. Is it going to be like a,
Well, anyway, I'm going to take it further. You tell me all the time that I can take things too personally, and I agree with you. I agree. But I take it further. It's like, then I'm like reading that I don't matter to you right now. So got it. You know, like clocked it.
I wouldn't go. That's where you and I differ. I don't go to that leap. I'm just like, just tell me. Like, I know I matter to you. So if I do matter to you, let me know. Don't ignore me. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. So to take that off your list, the silent no is out. I say no to the silent no.
I say no to the silent no. That's so great. Anyway, so we're going to take it back. We're going to be, it's not selfish. It's not shitty to say no. It's shitty to say no in a shitty way.
Yes.
It's not shitty to say no in a kind way. It's totally your tone, just like the rest of the world. It's the way you say it.
Yeah. Like right now I'm having to say a lot of no because the book comes out soon.
Right.
And I'm running around like a person whose hair is on fire all day, every day.
Yesterday I asked you, I'm like, can I book this thing? You were like, nope.
No. I said, and then I said, no, please.
No, no, you wrote nope. And then the next one you wrote, please.
Right. I'm really being pushed to practice my no right now. And I'm being very open with people and just saying, hey, here's the deal. I am really overwhelmed with everything that has to do with launching this book. So I'm totally, you know, not available for anything until after March 11th.
And people who you truly want to surround yourself with. Yes. Will honor and respect that you're being open and vulnerable in that way.
Yeah.
And people who you shouldn't be surrounded with will be offended and upset with you saying that.
Yeah.
So and use your nose as a way to filter out the fuckers.
Filter out the fuckers. There's so many good hashtags. You know what, to flip this around on its head for anyone who's listening and is like, but I have to say yes.
Yeah. Like me.
Think about when you have said yes, when you meant no. And then you were at the function.
Oh my God. That's the worst.
How does it feel?
Especially when you want to be home in sweatpants and that feeling of ick that is from head to toe. I say everybody knows it. And sometimes, it has to be. It might be a family function and it's a reunion. Like it might just have to be. But for the smaller, like this is like the honoring your smaller ones. Oh, everyone, let's practice with smaller no's.
Oh, okay.
Start like a, hey, can you grab a drink Thursday? And you're like, oh, I really wanted to watch that show. And you could be like, no, how about Tuesday? You know what I mean?
Yes. This is like when it's football season and people want to do stuff with me on Sundays.
I don't talk to you when you talk like this. Thank you. I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for coming, everyone.
I have to just be like, I'm sorry, the Ravens are playing. That's just what I say.
I know.
You hate me.
I hate when you talk like this. Sorry, sports fans. No, I'm not sorry. No. If I lived near you and you told me you couldn't hang out because of football, I would tell you no. That's what would happen.
I would never not hang out with you because of anything, but I might make you watch the football. Like, I might be like, we're going to go sometimes to a bar or something.
That's fine. Sometimes. Remember when we went to a bar during the Super Bowl and drank martinis, I think?
No, we drank rosé. That was fun.
Yeah, rosé all day.
Yeah.
So I want to, first of all, I hope we empowered everybody and we flipped the script on no. And instead of feeling scared and fearful, see it as power, as taking back your self-care and your well-being.
Yeah. And when you're tempted to say yes, go back and look for evidence of how shitty you felt doing the thing you didn't want to do. When I say yes right now and I'm like running around, like I literally am like, why did you do this to yourself? You did this to yourself. Yeah. Do you see this experience you're having right now? You did this.
I remember when Dylan was on a couple years back, speaking of, we're nearing our 100th episode together.
No way. Mm-hmm. We got to do something big.
I know. She said that she learned from you. It was one of my biggest takeaways from that interview was that she learned from you. If it's not a full body yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to think about how your body feels when somebody asks you something and to pay attention. That's your intuition. That's what's happening there.
And here's someone so dedicated to the work that to this day in session, she'll say it wasn't a full body yes. Like she literally uses that filter everything. Yeah.
You're going to really like how I'm going to wrap this episode because I know my best friend is a history nerd.
Yay!
And I wanted to do a little history quiz. Can you give me any no that you can think of in history that was super powerful? Or would you just like me to share some? Because I think that sharing it, you don't really think of it as a no, but it is a no.
I can think of so many.
Oh, great.
I wonder if like the French and the American revolutions are massive no's.
Basically, I'll give you some smaller scale ones, although not really smaller scale. Fucking Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
It wasn't complicated. It wasn't aggressive. It wasn't a war. It was, can you move out of this seat? And she was like, no.
No.
I full body, no. I deserve to be here just as much as that. No fighting, no punching, no screaming. Yeah. It was a respectful no. I have a right to be here, but like, it shifted an entire system. One woman saying no was like the beginning of a revolution. A calm no. Think if she said yes, if she was people pleasing and did what we're all doing and just kept saying yes, yes, yes. What could have not happened had she not said no? Had she said yes?
Yeah. I mean, she was operating during a time in the civil rights movement where that concept of a very calm no was being replicated over and over again with sit-ins and, you know, people going to
protests. Yeah.
To not delis. Where did you used to go to get ice cream and sit at the parlor or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wherever you weren't supposed to be sitting as a Black person and just like silently sitting there and protesting, saying, no, I refuse to get up. Yeah.
Right. A silent no is equally as powerful.
We said no to silent no, but we like this. We like this kind of
stuff. Well, I like that. I like nonviolent protesting personally. Yeah. I'm very hot for nonviolent protests. Well, exactly. And then another one was Galileo. Everybody was like, the earth is the center. The earth is the center. And he was like, no, the sun's the center. And they were like, no. The church was like, shut up and go to your house and don't leave it. And he was like, I will, but the sun is still the center. No, the earth isn't the center. And then it like changed our entire understanding of astronomy and the earth.
And that was because the Catholic Church demanded that we humans believe that we are the center of the universe, that it went against all the teachings of that religion to believe that there's anything beyond us because we are the most supreme beings on the planet. And so what Galileo was saying was seen as heresy.
Right.
And he was, or sorry, blasphemy. And he was put under house arrest.
Correct. But he said no. He and he said no in house arrest. He kept being like, nope, nope, nope. And now look at us. Thank you, Galileo. And thank you, Rosa Parks. Who else is going to say no?
Enjoy. Really nerd out and say the first person to say that the universe revolved around the sun was Copernicus. Sorry. I could not do it.
Wait, I thought it was Galileo.
Galileo is more well known because there was such a political fallout and he modernized the concept, but Copernicus was the first to say.
What? That would be like if I ran and it was like, listen to your higher self and understand intuition. Everyone would be like, Maury said it first. I'd be like, no, no, it's me.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm Galileo. Right.
So I'm trying to give Copernicus his due.
Credit where credit is due, man. Sorry. Anyway, those are some really powerful notes. Yeah.
I really like that you did that.
Thought that you might. That's for you, Bean.
I thought you were going to end this episode with, hey, Bean, tell us how to say no more.
Oh, Bean, tell us how to say no more.
I don't have to, but I know you like tangible takeaway tools.
I do, and I really like your office one. Yeah, you give me one. Hit me with it. Hit me with it, Copernicus.
I'm going to hit you with three because you like three. I like threes.
I do, too.
How to say no more. Threes. So I'm going to explain the full body yes, which is just being able to tell the difference in your body between what no feels like in your body and what yes feels like in your body. No in your body is a very resolute, it's almost like put your chest out, puff your chest out, like sit up tall. It's a very...
How's this look? How do I look?
You look great. It's a very resolute feeling. It's a very resolute feeling, which we ignore. So we will then shrink into the yes. Does that make sense? So a no that really is something you don't want is a dignified no. It's a dignified feeling in your body. When you ignore it, just notice your shoulders go down. You're literally shrinking into the yes. When
it feels the opposite in your mind, right?
Yeah, yes.
It feels like yes is expansive. Right.
Yeah. But when you want to do it, when you want to do it, a full body yes is where every part of your body feels expanded, bigger, lighter, like it's reaching out into the universe or pulling towards the thing you desire. So that's, think about that energy in your body and pay attention to it. And then when you feel that and you say no, that's a contraction. That's a shrinking feeling. So
you doing this podcast with you was a full body yes.
Full body yes.
Still continues.
Every day. Yeah. So that's the first thing, is just decipher between yes and no in your body. Right. The second one is, we alluded to it, but think about who you're trying to please with the yes and whether your relationship relies on that contraction from you. And if so, then I really want you to think about, like, is this the quality of relationship and friendship I want in my
Hashtag filter the fuckers.
Hashtag filter the fuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Agreed.
And then the third one is, practice the discomfort that you feel and say the no and just keep practicing. Cause what'll happen is you'll feel uncomfortable. You'll be like sweating and shaking and like, you'll have to say no. And you're going to say it probably not in the most direct way. You're going to use some of Bean's language of like, that's delightful, but I do not have capacity right now. That's fine. Like whatever language you have to say, but feel the discomfort, do it anyway. Feel the discomfort, do it anyway. And the more reps you get in, the less uncomfortable you feel, and so the more natural the no comes to you.
Yeah. It's like the honoring those smaller wants. Honor your smaller no's at first, and then we're going to build to our bigger no's.
Yeah. Great.
Although I will say, early in our friendship, I was scared to say no to you. You like wanted what you wanted. Because I couldn't help it. You wanted what you wanted, and I did really love you. And I was like, it's no big deal.
Well, you tend to be more like, no big deal.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
I know. I get that a lot, that I'm so like expressive and clear, and like I come across so confident that it's hard to say no to me or disappoint me. But then I don't like the way people feel around me like that, you know, say the no.
Yeah. But I also think my 20s versus my 40s is very, like, learning to say no in my 40s is like really stepping into my power and like really stepping into what I really want.
Yeah. Oprah told me that when I was in my 20s. She said, when you get in your 40s, and she told me that when I was watching her show.
Wow.
40s is the age of no, like easier no's.
Totally. 100%. It's like, I've been around the block. Don't fuck with me.
And I know the cost of saying yes. Like, I'm taking inventory. It's like I said, I'm driving the car to pick up the person I said I'd drive. And I'm like, you idiot.
Totally.
You're overwhelmed. You did this.
Right. You have no one to blame but yourself.
Correct. Well, Bean, that was great. Thank you for reminding us that no is the most abundant word.
It sure is. Thank you for helping us.
Amazing. Wow. I love you so much. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're enjoying our shorter episodes, little tidbits for you to set you off on the right path for your day. If you did enjoy, please, please, please leave a review and share this episode with someone you love. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. This podcast is co-hosted and produced by myself, Maury Fontanez, and Melissa Bushka, and is edited by our sound editor, Josie Barak. Stay tuned next week for another episode.